Hi, this is Ali from the New Zealand Yoga Centre, and today we are going to look at the elements and our relationship to them. In many classes, I've taken relaxation sessions where the idea of the elements have been brought into the awareness of the body. Our body is filled with minerals from the earth, with aqueous aspects of water, so we're 80% water, the human body's 80% water. Fire in terms of our electromagnetic field, our nerve plexes, our brain energy, etc. Air in terms of our life force, our breath, and the cellular dependence on oxygen and the depletion of carbon dioxide, as well as the notion of space and what makes us as individuals unique in terms of our time-space coordinates and our relationship to the space within us and all around us. Over the next six sessions, we're going to look at the elements, the sixth part of this elemental table is the element of the mind, and that will be the final element that we talk about over the next six podcast sessions. So today we look at the notion of earth. The human body itself is a huge deposit of minerals, of iron, of calcium, carbon, selenium, magnesium, and many trace minerals. The ground supplies us with the food we eat, and in this regard, the human body is made up of earth. We walk on the planet, we live on the planet, and in effect, this planet is called Earth. At the same time, I'd like to look at Earth as a kind of governance or a predominance over the other elements. And so as we look at each element, we will look at it in terms of it as a primary. When we think about Earth as a primary focus for contemplation, it is a bountiful resource. All around us, ideally, are gardens, are trees, are parks, are beautiful landscapes with fields for agriculture, mountains, forests, jungles, dense bush. The earth is a magnificent, bountiful planet. But part of what is important is this idea of creating a balance, a guardianship with the earth, and what part we as individuals play. Do we just take from the earth and use it for profit for our own means? Or are we involved in ways of creating a guardianship and a relationship with the earth through our caretaking of trees, planting of gardens, sustaining the balance of fields, etc. So we think about this idea of earth and its relationship with the ground itself, with the mountains, the trees, plant life, flora, and that type of guardianship. When earth comes into contact with water, we have this beautiful life-giving source of springs and streams, rivulets, flowing into bigger riverways, which ultimately end up at the ocean. Earth and water are an amazing combination and are inseparable in terms of creating life. We think about Earth in terms of water and how we look after our waterways, our rivers. What we're putting into them in terms of pollution is a big issue for countries like New Zealand. And it might be that we are part of a consortium to help clean up the waterways, to help prevent pollution imbalancing our life-giving streams. Another way that the earth comes into a primary element is the earth in relation to fire. From the basis of the hearth, which is baked earth, with fire as a tamed and food preparation device, to the fire as a sacred element. So we think about the idea of the hearth, of the hoven, which is the sacred fire. We think about the idea of earth and fire in more untamed aspects like volcanoes and lava flow, of when earth and fire become imbalanced with things like forest fire, which we'll look at later on when we look at the element of fire. But when the earth is primary, fire can be extremely potent, extremely powerful. Earth holds fire, and fire sits within earth. And so we think about that idea of the nourishment that comes out of this idea of property between earth and fire. When earth comes in contact to air, we start to get the movement of soil, of dust, transferring, blowing, which can lead to deserts, but it also can lead to pollination. Earth and air are an interesting mix. When earth rises up into the air, huge swaths of soil goes up into the higher atmosphere and creates the seeds for clouds. When earth moves into space, we have stellar systems like stars and moons and planets. Our earth itself is surrounded in space, but today we will look at the primary of earth itself. And in that regard, space surrounds the earth and creates different atmospheric levels of the sky, the ionospheres, and the different spheres that lead out into deep space. Our earth creates its own field of life. And in that regard, we are protected from deep space, which is why we have to be careful of industries and aerosols that impede and impinge on the protection layer between us and deep space. We try to avoid any products that damage this unique ecosystem between planet and space. And so today, in terms of our contemplation, we think about us as individuals working in terms of guardianship. How can we be proactive in our gardens, our community spaces, our forests, our mountains, and the prevention of pollution into the atmosphere? How can we find ways to go on pilgrimages to see beautiful mountains, amazing trees, incredible meadows, sacred rivers, blessed oceans and reefs, wonderful volcanoes, incredible deserts, and vistas which can look out over vast swaths of land. Each of us is a pilgrim in our own right, whether we realize it or not, we walk across this planet. How conscious are we of its guardianship? How much respect and care do we take for the element of Earth, not only in the bigger picture of the planet, but within the mineral and nourishment of the self? Today, we look at the Earth and we consider when we cook our vegetables or prepare our salads or make our evening meals, what kind of grace or thanks are we giving to our food, which in effect sustains our life? This is Ali from the New Zealand Yoga Centre, broadcasting on the notion of Earth as a contemplative element.